Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Sports Invasion NFL Playoff Podcast. It's divisional week, and I hope you guys are still around considering that I went 0-4 last week. Definitely wasn't my best week. I thought I had a couple games in the bag, Kansas City, but that's besides the point. We can get to those later. Let's just dive straight into the matchups that we have this week, and with each team that advanced, I'll talk a bit about the previous game, but I'm mainly going to focus on the games that we have upcoming. And the first one is, of course, my Saints, who are 8-point underdogs at Seattle, with the points being 46.5. Obviously, I didn't think that the Saints would be in this position. I didn't think they'd be able to pull off the road victory. I knew they were fully capable of it, but they're fully capable of doing a lot of things that they haven't done this year. And they pleasantly surprised me, and more importantly, they surprised me with their defense, because this Philadelphia offense was absolutely on fire, winning 7 of 8 games and scoring points pretty much every possession they had the ball, and the Saints almost shut them out in the first half. It was 7-6 at halftime, and then both offenses kind of kicked in, but that's the key for the Saints, because the offense you have to figure is going to be there most of the time. Again, 26 points last week for most teams is great. For the Saints, is a bit of a disappointment. It got the job done. But for the most part, their offense is there. It's their defense that occasionally can be suspect, and they'll need the defense to be big this week at Seattle. But because of that, I actually have some confidence that they'll be able to go into Seattle. I don't think they're going to win the game, but 34-7 is about all the motivation they need. That was the score when the Saints went into Seattle on Monday Night Football on primetime television in a game that could have decided the home field advantage throughout the playoffs. And Seattle basically played probably the best game they've played all year, and New Orleans probably played the worst game they've played all year. And those are no excuses. I think that Seattle is a better team overall than New Orleans, but I know that New Orleans is fully capable of playing a lot closer than 34-7, and I have a lot of confidence that they are going to be a lot closer this week. I don't know that they're going to win the game, but the big thing that New Orleans has going for them right now is that all of the pressure in the world is going to be on the Seahawks. No one is expecting the Saints to go in and win this game. It's just like San Diego against Denver. Everyone thinks that San Diego can't win the game, so they have no pressure. They can play freely. All the pressure is going to be on Seattle. The big thing for Seattle here is that they played 2 playoff games last year. They played at Washington. They made a 14-point comeback and won that. And then they almost beat Atlanta in Atlanta. Both times, Seattle was the underdog. This week, they're the big favorites, and everybody sees them as a team to beat the Titan. How are they going to handle the pressure of that being at home for a team that's fairly playoff experienced? Again, they played 2 games last year, but this is the first time they're playing at home with all the eyes on them, thinking they're the big champions. They might get off to a bit of a slow start, a bit of a shaky start. New Orleans has been here before. New Orleans has plenty of playoff experience, and they showed that. I think that was one of the keys why they beat Philadelphia last week, because they used some of that playoff experience and were able to pull off the tight victory. So it'll be very interesting to see what happens. The Saints, obviously, are number 2 in passing offense on the year. And what might surprise a lot of people, actually, is that they're number 2 in passing defense as well. So they might be able to contain Russell Wilson a bit and some of these beat-up weapons. I mentioned this last week, and I'll say it again. Seattle, of course, has Russell Wilson, who I love, Marshawn Lynch, who I love, but their receivers are somewhat suspect, considering Percy Harvin isn't going to be playing. Sidney Rice was one of the main guys on this team last year, no longer with the team. You have guys like Golden Tate and Doug Baldwin, who've been making plays all year, but they haven't really made any big playoff plays in their career. So are they going to be able to lift their game up in this big playoff situation? We'll have to wait and see. I think Seattle is fully capable of making a couple mistakes. I think the Saints can keep it close. I think the spread of +8 is really accurate, as it should be, because I think this is going to be about a 4-10 point game. It's going to be 50 degrees and 60% chance of rain, so the weather might be a factor, but it probably won't be a huge factor. I mean, if New Orleans can go into Philadelphia and win with 20 degree weather, I'm not so concerned about 50 degree weather and a 60% chance of rain. I'm more concerned about the 12th man, obviously, but I think Seattle pulls this game off. It's going to be a lot closer than the last one. I'm looking in the area of Seattle winning 27-21. Which would barely cover the points. I don't really love the point spread here. I think it could go either way, so I wouldn't bet on that. I like the Saints to cover the spread, but I think Seattle wins the game 27-21. Now I move on to the Colts and the Patriots, and Andrew Luck is a bad, bad man. That's about all I can really say, because he managed to put up 45 points with this depleted offense that I mentioned last week, and T.Y. Hilton had himself a game last week, and I got to give him all the credit in the world. I wasn't sure if he was going to be able to step up and be the number one guy in a playoff team, And it didn't look like they were going to be because they were down 38-10 in the third quarter. And I was loving it because I had Kansas City. I said they were going to pull off the upset. I thought this was going to be a great start to the playoff weekend for my predictions. And then Andrew Luck happened. And I'm kicking myself because I wanted to mention last week Robert Mathis, who I believe is probably the most underrated defensive player of our time. Here's a guy who is completely overshadowed by Dwight Freeney when they were the dominating defensive ends that led the Indianapolis Colts to the Super Bowl and their victory against the Bears in the Super Bowl, and then led them back to another Super Bowl. You know, they had that guy Peyton Manning as well, who probably helped out. But on the defensive side, Robert Mathis, all this guy does is make game-changing plays. He's known for the sack fumble, which is one of the biggest defensive plays you can have, and he had one last week. When the Colts were down 38-17, they needed a defensive play to stop the Chiefs, who they had not stopped the whole game, and he came up with the huge sack fumble that gave Andrew Luck the ball back. All of a sudden, it was a 14-point game, and it was game on from there, and the Colts came back and won. Mathis is going to need to make another play like that, and maybe another one against Tom Brady and this Patriots offense, who is banged up, but it's Tom Brady in the playoffs. I do love the Colts plus 7.5. I think this is going to be within a touchdown. I would love to pull the upset card on the Colts. I think if there is an upset on the board, that this is the game to pick. Some people would say that San Francisco beating Carolina would be an upset, even because they're on the road. San Francisco is actually the favorite in there, and if Carolina wins, I don't think you can call it an upset either way, whoever wins that game. If you're looking for a big upset, I think the Colts are going to be the team that does it. The Patriots are beatable right now. If you look at their last six games, they had the impressive win, the comeback win against Denver. But after that, they barely beat the Houston Texans. They should have lost to the Cleveland Browns. They did lose to the Miami Dolphins. And then, impressively, I have to give them credit, they did blow out the Ravens in Baltimore when Baltimore's playoff lives were on the line. If you want to look at a head-scratching result, that's probably it. I don't think anybody was surprised that the Patriots beat them, but to beat the defending Super Bowl champions 41-7 in their home turf, that was one of the most impressive victories that I've seen all year from any team. So I have to give the Patriots credit for that. And then they followed it up with a routine victory over the Bills where they didn't really have anything to play for. They could have played for home field. A win would have gotten them a chance at home field, but no one really thought that the Broncos were going to lose to the Raiders. So if you look at that, the Patriots have looked very beatable at times this year. And Andrew Luck has absolutely no fear. This guy is just a gunslinger and an absolute star, and he's going to have no fear at all going into the Patriots, who are 30th against the run on defense. And Donald Brown had himself a game last week. He seems to be the guy over Trent Richardson by far, and they should stick with that because he gives them the best chance to win at running back. Again, I love the Colts for a lot of this game. If it wasn't Tom Brady on the other side, I would pick them to win the upset. I would maybe even go so far as to pick them against the Broncos. Honestly, I would. But I just can't pull. I can't bet against Tom Brady at home in the playoffs. There's nothing. I can't convince myself to go against him. But I think this game is going to be extremely close. If the Colts win, I'm not going to be surprised at all. I think the game is going to be around the area of 30-27 New England. It might not be that high scoring, but I think that they're going to take the over on the 52.5 points. I don't love that, but I do love the Colts plus 7.5. I think the Patriots probably pull it out, though. Going to Sunday's game, we have San Francisco, who's a 3-point favorite on the road against Carolina, a team that beat San Francisco in San Francisco. I was actually at that game with my wife. The Panthers won the game 10-9 in a very ugly defensive game, and I expect more of the same here. Real quick, we have to look back at last week. I had a toss-up for the Packers and the Niners. It could have gone either way, and it almost did go either way. It came down to the very end. Kaepernick got the job done, and you have to give all the credit in the world to this guy who's faced a lot of scrutiny this year for good reason, because he was having a very down season. He's kind of found his mojo back, and having Michael Crabtree back is absolutely huge for him. He's by far his number one favorite target, with all due respect to Vernon Davis and Anquan Boldin. I think he loves to go to Crabtree more than anybody else. But you look at Kaepernick, and this is a guy who they finally let him loose. And Jim Harbaugh's been doing a bit better. I don't know if it was more so him just wanting to run more than ever, because he has definitely done that very well against Green Bay. He did it again this week, 98 rushing yards, 300 total yards. And more importantly, four huge third down conversions on that final drive to keep the game alive for the Niners and lead them to a victory. It was a really incredible, amazing victory for the 49ers in Lambeau Field. Probably the most impressive quarterback performance, with all due respect to Andrew Luck, that I saw last week, because I wasn't expecting Kaepernick to have such a good game in that cold weather, and he absolutely did. So I mentioned defense earlier in this conversation about this game, and here's some stats for you. The Panthers are second in the league for rushing defense, sixth in the league in passing defense. The 49ers are fourth in the league in rushing defense, seventh against passing. So yeah, this is going to be a very defensive game, even with two very capable quarterbacks, Cam Newton and Colin Kaepernick. I think both of them are going to be somewhat contained in the games that they love to play. And again, I'm going to refer to it again, and I'll probably do it more as we go on. But the playoff experience, I think, is the key here. This is the first time the Panthers have been in the playoffs in a decade, and none of the players that are currently on this Panther squad were on that team. So this is a team of fresh players who aren't really used to the playoff pressure, and more importantly, being at home, a lot of people consider them the favorites. You look at the Niners, who have made two straight NFC championships and the Super Bowl last year. They're full of playoff experience. Because of that, I like the Niners to win this game. Again, it wouldn't surprise me at all if the Panthers pull it off again, because they beat San Francisco in San Francisco, but I think that's going to give the 49ers even more motivation and edge. And I love the under points here. The under points is 42, and I'd be pretty surprised with these two defenses out there if it made that. I'm looking in the area of San Francisco winning 20-14. I think they cover the spread. I think they win the game, obviously, if they're going to cover the spread. And I like the unders on there. I think San Francisco pulls this off and makes the third straight NFC championship. The last game on the schedule is a rematch of divisional opponents. San Diego traveling to Denver. San Diego are 9-point underdogs. And I like them to cover the spread, but I don't think they're going to win the game. I'm done thinking that the Chargers are a fluke or a poor team. They're obviously getting stuff done. There's no question about that. I thought that they had no chance of making the playoffs when they were 5-7. They ran off 4 in a row, including beating Denver at Denver. We have to remember that. And then last week, I didn't think they had a chance at all against Cincinnati at Cincinnati. And the Chargers really just dominated the game. They were down 10-7 at halftime, but then they just outscored them 20-0 in the second half. And if you're a Bengals fan, you really have to wonder what you have in Andy Dalton right now. Because I haven't really had any strong feelings one way or the other towards Dalton. He's a good regular season quarterback. Some people say he's very good or even great. I don't know if I'm convinced of that yet. I think he's very inconsistent. And at home, I did love him. He went 8-0. This year at home, but then you get shut out in the second half of a playoff game, and he commits three turnovers in the game. And you look at Andy Dalton, and he has three playoff starts, two of them at Houston, one of them at home against San Diego. He has one touchdown, six interceptions, and a fumble. So you have to ask yourself, what is a good to great regular season quarterback worth if he's exceptionally poor in the playoffs? Because you have to get it done in the playoffs, there's no question. And I was willing to let the two Texans road games slide for Andy, but then to put up this type of terrible performance at home against a team like San Diego, who, again, I'm not trying to downplay them, but that's about as great as a matchup you can ask for in the playoffs of all, these are the best teams in the league, and San Diego, I'm convinced, still isn't one of the best teams in the AFC. But they're getting it done. They absolutely dominated Cincinnati. And again, they have some of the most impressive wins on the calendar. The only Broncos home loss was the Chargers. This was the Bengals' first home loss, and they beat the Kansas City Chiefs at home in Arrowhead. Phillip Rivers is just getting it done, and that's the bottom line. And you look at the Chargers, they've obviously prepared for Peyton and the Broncos twice this year, so they know what to expect. And more importantly, this offense has more 10-plus play drives than any other team in the league. And that's going to be very important when it comes to keeping Peyton Manning off of the field. But when you look at both these defenses, they're both terrible against the pass. The Broncos are 27th against the pass. The Chargers are actually worse. They're at 29th. So this is going to be an absolute shootout. The points are at 55, which is the highest of the week, and I think it's probably going to go over on that because it's really just going to be an absolute shootout. I think San Diego's going to keep it within 9 points. I don't think they're going to win the game, but I think that they're very capable of making it a touchdown. And Peyton Manning simply has to will his team to a victory here, because all he has to do is beat San Diego and then either a beat-up Patriots team or a rising Colts team that isn't there yet. So he has a pretty easy road to the Super Bowl here, and he has to be able to will his team to victory. I know he can't play on both sides of the ball, and the defense is going to have to make plays
which they haven't done a ton of, and the Chargers defense does make plays. Even though they do give up yards and they can give up points, they also make some big plays. So it's going to be a very interesting game. I don't think it's going to be the blowout that everyone thinks it might be, but Denver is going to win this game. Denver has to win this game, and I think they do. They're probably going to win the area of 37-31. I like the Broncos to win. So I hate to do it, but I'm pretty much picking all of the home teams and favorites here. I like New England and Denver to play in the AFC Championship. I like Seattle and San Francisco in the NFC again. That might be an upset if you look at the road team being the home team, but by the spread, it's a favorite. So what do you guys think? Who do you think is going to win? Let us know in the comments. We definitely want to hear from you guys. Do you think that I know nothing about football because I went 0-4 last week? That may be the case. I'm questioning myself as we speak, but well, I'm very excited for this week. It's going to be some fantastic football, and enjoy it now because in a few weeks, football is going to be gone. So take it all in this week. Enjoy the playoff games. Come back next week and listen to what I have to say about the championship games. Thanks for listening, guys, and hope you have a good one.